This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Aren't you happy you're listening right now? What could be better, what could be finer than to spend an hour with the company of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and me, Doug Steffen, from the Good Day program? It is a special moment for all of you, and we're here at your service, on your side, to go through the charts for this past week, the week of January 9th to the 3rd, as we get into the second full week of the new year. The stories are bubbling over. We have more. We could come up with a top 20 list instead of a top 10 list. That's the tough job at Talkers, to decide what actually needs to get crammed in to the top 10, because there are so many things going on, so many people to talk about. And Michael comes in every week at this time to go through the list, and then we discuss many of the things that are part and parcel, the connections, the baggage attached to the stories. How's that? The meat, the potatoes of News Talk Radio.
Yes, we have the meat.
Yes, we do.
All right.
And now I got here, the potatoes, you got the meat.
Shall we do the meat here?
Why not?
All right, the top 10 meat. Number 10, we have the Golden Globes. We have the death of guitar legend Jeff Beck. And more recently, the unexpected death of Lisa Marie Presley.
Yep.
At number 9, the Prince Harry book. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, Trump's ongoing legal battles. At number 6, the riots in Brazil. At number 5, the gas stove controversy. At number 4,
can you believe that? We'll talk about that. It's really, that's pretty amazing. The whole business about whether I can have a gas stove or not, why the government's going to tell me I can't have a gas stove. Looks like it. Some states, anyway. Anyway, excuse me.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's a new issue. You jumped on it.
It is.
Like a wild beast.
Ah, yes.
New story.
Yeah, that's right. New meat for the back room.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number 4, California floods tied with problems the airlines had. It was another tough week for flyers.
Yeah.
Number 3, we have immigration, and Biden went to Mexico. At number 2, we have the doings and happenings at the McCarthy-led House of Representatives. And at number 1, the new scandal, Biden's classified documents brouhaha, and the new investigation.
Much ado about nothing, both of them. There's a lot of people take this in here. Yeah, right.
I mean,
what can we do? I like that. What can we do about that? Yeah. We don't decide what's in the news. We just talk about it.
Yeah, and we don't even care. No,
I don't, frankly.
I walk around all day long worried about this stuff.
All right. All right. I want to know what the guy, I want to see the color of the Corvette. That's what I want to know. Yeah. I want to see Biden driving that Corvette.
You know,
right?
Somebody comes up to me and says, "Isn't it a beautiful day, Michael?" I go, "Yes, but..." Did you hear about Biden's classified documents?
Oh, my God.
How could we be happy? Did you hear about the gas stove controversy?
Running out of gas here.
And this the people chart, Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie Presley at 10, Prince Harry at 9. He's a piece of work. Number 8, Vladimir Putin.
I love the guy, frankly. I think he's fabulous.
I think he should be our prince. At number 7, Jair Bolsonaro, Floridian. At number 5, George Santos. What an icon.
An icon.
A man to be looked up to.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Oh, my God. Where do these guys come from? Yeah. Who's stupid enough to believe all of that stuff? Do you want to believe the lies, the falsehoods that come? I mean, it was pretty obvious this guy hadn't done anything even before the election. And yet, people say, "Oh, I love the guy. He's a Republican. How can that be bad?"
Well, I mean, it really should be embarrassing for the local news in New York and Long Island.
No investigative work done on this guy?
Yeah. There's a newspaper, Newsday there. There are a lot of local papers. There's a TV station on Long Island. Part of his district
two talk stations in New York.
Right. Part of his district is in Queens, so it does affect New Yorkers. At number five, we have Jim Jordan. Number four, Hunter Biden. Number three, Donald Trump. Number two, Kevin McCarthy. Number one, Joe Biden. And that's the story. And wow.
There you go. All right. So let's talk about you mentioned the airlines and the problems with flying. Number four this week, the United States government seems to be unwilling to work in the sphere in which they are supposed to. The airline industry complaining and has been complaining for 20 years or more that it's a crisis. That word gets overused. So what's a better word than crisis situation that comes about as a result of the Congress of the United States spending money raiding all of these trust funds, the Air Travel Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund. All of those were established to take care of issues and problems that are in that particular segment of our working society. Yet, every year, the Congress votes to spend any and all monies that are in, extra money that's in these accounts for other projects. So therefore, whatever is being paid in, use the Social Security Trust Fund if you want, or the Airline Trust Fund, the money that's being spent is money that's being raised right now, not what's been put in there or is supposed to be there, just left there to take care of the needs of the people in those certain circumstances. So 25 years ago, I think it was during Bill Clinton's administration, there was a proposal to completely redo all of the FAA and the way that they handle, like Europe did 25, 30 years ago. We were supposed to mimic what they did for what the equivalent is of their FAA. FAA monitors and controls the flights as they go across the country, here, there, and everywhere. And there are like 5,400 planes in the air over the country at any given moment. But the whole system broke down this week, and I think it started here at Hanscom Air Force Base. As a matter of fact, they ran out of power. There was a power shortage or a power outage, and so it crashed there, and then it crashed all across the country. So planes couldn't... The pilots, though, said, Michael, this was very interesting. The pilots said that they didn't really need it, because it doesn't work half the time anyway, which was interesting. So, you know, they say they can contribute, they can use their iPhones or their iPads to do what the FAA system is supposed to do, i.e. make sure that airplanes don't crash into each other. That's really what this is supposed to do. It regulates where it is, where the plane is in the sky, and they now have all the airlines give their pilots iPads so that they really don't need, and I suppose it was a defensive mechanism because the FAA wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. How do you feel about flying now, folks?
You mean Siri talks to them? Goes, take a left.
Yeah, take a left.
The coming cloud.
Oh, my God. Isn't it ridiculous? Think about it.
Go through the government cloud and then go up 100 feet.
Yeah, right. So look for the next mountain and make sure you don't crash into it.
Right.
It is ridiculous. Anyway, so that's that. That story.
And that was a very interesting story. I found it illuminating.
Yeah.
And I thought you delivered it with great dexterity.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. Anyway, so if you were traveling, this is one of the few weeks during this time of the year that I didn't travel. And I guess I'm glad I didn't because I wouldn't want to sit around. And that's been the problem for a month or more since Southwest had its problem. The number of people I brought my daughter and grandson back to the airport last week to go back to California after they've been here for a week. And the number of people in there that aren't getting on planes because the planes aren't flying, mostly Southwest.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm off on it, too. Let's keep going.
No, it's okay. It's important. This is it's actually what people care about.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Golden Globes. Did people care about... Did you watch that ridiculous...
No. I don't watch award shows anymore. I follow up on them when something happened.
Yeah.
There's a clip, and I you know, I have a mild interest in them because I'm interested in the arts and entertainment and movies. But the truth of the matter is watching, you know, in real time an awards show, and I don't care if it's the Grammys, I don't care if it's the Emmys, the Oscars, the Tonys, the Golden Globes, American Music Awards. I mean, they're boring.
I just like to see people. I like to see the stars kind of talking to each other, who's friends with whom and that sort of thing. But this guy that they brought, you know, the Golden Globe story is it's the international press or whatever they call themselves. And they
have a very small organization with little consequence other than the Golden Globes.
Right.
But that's another story.
The complaint was they didn't have any blacks and they didn't ever nominate them. They were anti-Semitic and they were anti-black. They were anti-everything. Mm-hmm. So now the joke this year became they had a black host who didn't know anything. He was terrible, awful, and offensive, thinking that he was funny. Nobody ever heard of this guy before. And sure as hell, after the appearance this past week, nobody's going to hear of him again. He was just awful. And so I looked at all the number of people that were winning awards that were black, and I just thought to myself, this is my son and I, who has over the years been very outspoken when it comes to white and black relationships through his school years and as a professional. And so we were talking about this, and we both agreed that it's become a joke itself. The pendulum has moved way too far. The correction needed to be made. But now, he's a perfect example, Michael. He has written three or four screenplays that are all fabulous, according to the folks at CAA, who are his agents, but he can't get them done because he's a straight white guy.
I don't know if that's true, but
I know it's true because he's told me that what the folks at CAA have told him. He has no reason not to tell me. What, you know, he went so far as to get John Hamm associated with a show that he'd written a script, and everybody was put in line, and the guys at the eight places they went said, no, we're not going to do it because there's no black. The lead needs to be black, and that's not the way he wrote the story. Anyway, I've said what I need to say, yes.
Yes. You've, as they say, you've said enough.
That's when we continue, I want to talk about Lisa Marie and that passing and what, under the circumstances, what in the world? You think about, you know, somebody who seems to be thriving and living well, and then she comes down with the same thing. I mean, she's had her problems over her life, but she died the same way her father did, in essence. Not because of the same thing, but the same malady with her heart, which is a shame. We'll talk about that as we continue Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends to 11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen. The lists are available every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. The Prince Harry book, number 9 this week on the charts. This is... what a phenom. 400,000 copies the first day when it was released in England. Second day released in America, 1.5 million copies. It sold in the first 4 days, 4.5 million copies, so that they're in about the third pressing or something. What do you suppose people are so, you know, what is there? Is this guy a good promoter, or do you think the book is really good? What do you hear?
Well, I don't know how good the book is. I haven't read it, but it must be good if you like royal gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, British royal gossip, because, you know, there are a lot of royal families around the world. It's not just, England has a really, the UK, I should say, has a really, you know, high-level monarchy going there in terms of all the hoopla that comes with a monarchy, because that's what a monarchy is for, at least in 2023. So it's a testimony to the interest Americans have and the world has in the British monarchy. That's what it comes down to, really. I mean, look at all the movies about the British monarchy. Look at the Crown, the Queen. If you go to YouTube, thousands of documentaries about the British royal family, the history of it. So, you know, he's capitalizing on it. On one level, smart business move. It's a rarity that anybody has a hit book anymore. Books don't sell. So that's from a standpoint of media, I find it fascinating. But if you want to look at it on a human level, you know, my heart bleeds for the poor guy. I mean, you know, the poor guy was born into a situation over which he had no control.
Right.
Duh. Welcome to reality. We all were born into situations that we can't control. I don't feel sorry for anybody whose problem is that they're a spare to their brother who's going to be king, and you're just a prince, and you get... you know, catered to on every level. I mean, give me a break. I mean, come on. I mean, you know. Grow up.
Okay.
I have disdain for people that blame their parents and blame their brothers and blame everything for the circumstances into which they were born. What if his mother was a crack addict? What if he, you know, was born in poverty? What if he was born in, a country where he's a persecuted minority? I mean, there's so many terrible things happen to people. Who the hell cares about his jealousies and his issues? It's titillating and it's curiosity and it's entertaining. But to actually buy his BS, give me a break.
Well, I guess Michael won't be buying the book, but it's good for a publisher, Penguin Random House. It's the most successful launch of a nonfiction book that they've ever had.
That's what I'm saying. It's interesting to me from a media standpoint.
Yeah, right.
From a media standpoint, it gives hope to all of those authors out there who aren't princes to maybe have a hit book.
Right.
The fact is, in this new digital world, it's almost impossible to have a hit book. It's almost impossible to have a hit record. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to even have a hit movie.
Remember that song, It's What It Takes to Have a Hit Record? Do you remember that song from when we were kids?
I remember that one, but I know there were a number of songs about that. Mm-hmm. So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, I think. I think the Birds did that.
Yeah.
You know. But, but what do you think? I mean, we have to take a break, but do you identify with what I'm saying?
Yes. You and I usually agree on most things. And in this circumstance, with 5 seconds left, what am I going to say? Thanks for asking the question, Michael.
Let's talk about it on the other side.
It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel. And it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named Robert Herr as special counsel to investigate top secret documents found at President Biden's home and office. Idaho student's murder suspect Brian Koberger briefly appeared in court on Thursday, where he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. This means he will not appear in a courtroom again until June 26th. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, has died at 54 years old. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, made the announcement. Paramedics were called to a home in Calabasas, California, Thursday morning. Craig Little, a spokesman for the county's fire department, said the call for help was for a woman in full cardiac arrest. Calabasas, California is a 30-minute drive northwest from downtown Los Angeles. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, discussing the issues of the day, the events, the people that matter, as written into the people list, top 10 folks on the list. And Michael's gone through in the stories as well. Number two on the story list, the installation of Mr. McCarthy as the Speaker of the House and what led to that, the deals that were made. It seemed to be actually a fairly good week. I was complaining about the fact that they weren't doing the people's business, but quickly once he got installed, there were a number of things that happened, and one of them, from my perspective anyway, that's good, was the call to eliminate the IRS and go to a consumption tax. Republicans introduced that. It's been introduced a lot, but the mere discussion of it before would turn people off. This time around, it seems to be getting a little traction. Hardly expect it would get through the presidential seal of approval, i.e. his signature, but it's an interesting concept nonetheless and causes us to understand the IRS and how it came into play and what it does. And so those sorts of things I think are good for talk radio. Don't you, Michael?
Are good for talk radio or good for the country?
Well, isn't it one and the same?
I I hadn't realized we're approaching these subjects by what's good for talk radio. All of this stuff is good for talk radio. Look, you know, we're talking about it, but specifically whether the elimination of the IRS is good for talk radio is to miss the point of, is it good for the country? I mean, do we really need the complicated tax structure we have? And the National Association of Certified Public Accountants would certainly have an argument about that. Taxing is a whole industry.
Yeah.
Taxation.
It is. Huge. Huge industry. Just to go back to the number one item this week, the Biden document thing and the handling of it, the special counsel. This is, what do they call it, manna from heaven? For these guys that are on the right that are doing talk radio programs. See? Trump wasn't so bad after all, right?
No, right. Well, two wrongs make a right in today's world, in which victory is held higher than truth. You know, they people seek victory as opposed to truth. You know, I just think it's a... On one level, I think it's a sorry state of affairs that both of the leading political figures of the moment have been outed for hoarding secret documents.
Yeah.
On another level, I don't know how important that particular crime is, because I don't think either of them were doing it to sell secrets to the Russians or the Chinese.
There's some information. A lot of the right-wing talk hosts this week were talking about this thing, Biden, the Penn Biden Center, and how they got $55 million in support from the Chinese government, which doesn't look good.
Then Joe Biden is definitely on the hot seat. He definitely has a political mess on his hands, but you see, my opinion is it doesn't matter, because I already have completely made up my mind that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic Party's nominee in 2024.
Yeah,
therefore, if anything, it gives the Democrats an excuse to get rid of Biden in case he's not playing the game the way they'd like to see it. The Democrats don't want Biden to run in 2024. You know, if you were to take most Democrats aside, they would say, he's a liability, just as more and more Republicans feel that way about Trump.
Yep. All right, number five, the gas stove controversy. You understand what's going on? I don't ask you that because I don't think you understand. I guess what I'm asking is how it ought to best be played, because it isn't a political, although maybe it can be made into political, because the two states, especially New York State, where there's a quite liberal Democratic governor, the idea that gas stoves could be banned. Hello, is this America in 2023? What the heck is going on here? And are we going to be able to control our lives and can't have gas stoves anymore?
What is the reason for that? I actually don't know. Why are gas
the governor of New York
banning?
Yeah, the governor of New York says after 2025, the state law will be, she made an executive ruling or whatever it is, that after 2025 can't be any more gas stoves sold in the state of New York because they pollute. They're pollutants, gas burning off the various gases that come, methane and other gases are bad for the environment, and therefore we need to use electricity. Do you realize how stupid on the surface, just plain stupid that sounds, when you think about all of the rallying cry for the climate changers is to get rid of the fossil-based fuels, and yet if you get rid of gas and you run electricity for the foreseeable future, electricity is going to be produced by the same stuff. As a matter of fact, a lot of it's produced by natural gas or oil or coal. So these people, do they really understand? Are they that stupid?
You're pointing out, I mean, I'm not a scientist and I don't know all the details, but in a broad strokes perspective, it takes coal and a lot of these pollutants to create electricity.
Yeah. So they're going to make electricity. So, you can't have a gas stove, you've got to have an electric stove. But the same thing happens. I mean, these people, it's like they don't even think it through for 2 seconds.
It's more about appearance than it is about results.
Uh-huh. Well, you think the people of New York like that idea? Upstate New York, the farmers in upstate New York will throw rocks
at
there.
I don't think the people of New York care about it. I think that now it's an issue that's being discussed. I don't think people are walking around worried about gas stoves.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
That's why we were kidding about it earlier. Oh, we have a new issue now, a gas stove.
Yes.
I mean, what? 2 weeks ago, we didn't worry about it.
Yeah, no. Right. Yeah. Something new.
Something to worry about.
Well, last week, Trump's legal battles were number one on the story list. This week, they're number seven. What does that tell you? Things are churning and moving, and maybe right. It was pushed out because Biden did the same thing. And maybe that, you know, Biden's not going to go away from the top of the story list, at least while he's president. He's always going to be number one. Although I think last week, he was four on the list, and McCarthy was number one.
Well, that's only because right? There was that circus in the Congress.
Yeah.
That was an anomaly. Things like that don't normally happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
McCarthy took the lead spot. But
all right. So then let's take that thinking and go to number six on the people list, George Santos. How in the world does the news media have any credibility? Investigative reporters, the folks that run the stations in New York, radio stations, television stations. How does this guy get elected? How come nobody knew that he's nothing but a lying SOB?
Right, right.
And would that have made a difference? Maybe that's the other side of it. Maybe
it would have made a huge difference.
I would have thought
the people in the third district of New York would not have voted for him. This guy is a psychopath. He really is.
He
should be put in a museum on display.
Yeah.
Even just looking at him and his demeanor and the way he handles himself and carries himself. And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a case for study.
Yeah.
And hopefully some lessons will be learned.
Now, one of the things that people have been talking about this week on the talk radio programs, you know what? We didn't go back to what I said. No, sorry. I just remembered that we said when we broke at 28 past the hour, we were going to go back to whatever it was we were
talking
about.
Prince Harry. We were talking about Prince Harry.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I said he's a whiny little twit, and I have no sympathy for somebody whose problem is that they're not being treated fairly within the royal family.
Mm.
And, and then I said, what do you think? And you said, you asked me that question when we have 5 seconds before the break. So I said, we'll talk about it on the other side. Well, you didn't bring it up. I figured you didn't have anything to say about it.
Well, I didn't bring it up. Because I thought there were more important things to talk about, but
there's nothing more important than that.
Okay, so then let's talk about it for a moment. Harry, I think, is a reasonably intelligent fellow. I think he understands, reads the tea leaves. I think he's married a woman that has not necessarily enhanced his position in life, but his visibility. You go back to, what was it, his grandfather or great-grandfather that married the woman from New Jersey? The king abdicated, Edward. Yeah,
he abdicated because they gave him a tough time over he wanted to marry the woman he loved.
Yeah, right.
And so he said.
So how is this different than that?
Well, it's very different. He's not Prince Harry's not the king.
Well, but Harry, he's still a royal family guy.
He's a schmendrick. He's a spare.
Schmendrick. I love that expression. Thank you for using
problem?
That.
What's his problem? The other guy was king. The other guy was the heir to the throne, and he walked away from it. This guy's walking away from nothing. He's walking away from a life that bothers him because his buttocks isn't being kissed.
He's a schmendrick.
He's a schmendrick. He's another media celebrity schmendrick.
Right. And who else would be in that category, by the way?
Oh, gosh. You want to have a list? You like this? Do you like our top 10? I'll give you a top 100 schmendricks every week.
From now, right, exactly. From now on, I want the story list. I want the people
let's
list.
Change,
I don't
let's
want the
change this
list.
Show. Let's yes. change this show to schmendricks, the top schmendricks, celebrity gossip. I mean, you know.
Perfect.
Do you realize celebrity gossip is more people talk about schmendricks and celebrity gossip than they do about Kevin McCarthy? I mean, you know, you step back and look at the bigger picture.
I think he's a schmendrick.
Oh, he's a real. Oh, he's a total schmendrick.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to pause now. Then we're going to get to what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview, what's going on at Talkers Magazine. Doug Stephan with Michael Harrison. I guarantee neither of us are schmendricks, but no. That may be as far as it goes. Time now for you to think about the way to naturally lose that weight that you've gained over the last couple of months. Want to lose an inch? Want to lose a pound? You want to make sure that all your body is functioning better. The less weight that you have on your body, the more the bones are going to like it and the superstructure of your body. I've learned a lot about that this week because I had a process on my shoulders and now I can't lift or do things, and it affects the entire body, not just the upper regions. All of the body is so dependent on the body, in essence. That's really what the message is from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and read some of the beneficial impacts that Calitrin has had on people trying to lose weight, have better digestion, just have a safer body, if you will. There are side benefits to this as well, besides losing weight, because what I just said about getting that weight off your body, having the appropriate body mass index, is so much healthier for everything in your body. You got to keep your body in shape and keep it moving, and it's not going to if you've got extra weight. So go to toploss.com. Make sure you check out all of the facets of the success stories that are there. Order it now, the New Year special. You get 4 free bottles. Ask them about that. 4 months free and free shipping if you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out at toploss.com.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
As I remind the audience every week, gooddayshow.com and talkers.com has the charts, the stories, the people, so you can refer to that at any moment in time. But there's so many other things that happen at Talkers Magazine. You may notice if you're following that there is a new format, which is great because you can look at things in a different way. One of the things that you write this week is the difference between radio and audio.
Oh, I thought
that was a pretty interesting. You want to spend a few seconds?
I don't know why
that?
Radio wants to give up the word radio and go to audio. I mean, audio is a utilitarian term. You get lost in an ocean. Whereas
some of the big companies that can't make it in radio because the management is so bad, they're depending on podcasts, and that's audio, and they want to make
that would be like the motion picture industry getting rid of the word movies or getting the word film or cinema and calling it video.
Right.
Or the journalism industry getting rid of the word news and calling it data or information.
That's great.
It shows a complete lack of understanding of the relationship between form and content, media theory and branding and history. There's so much lacking in terms of the approach to
so you bring up something
phrasing.
One of the things I like is your comparison to the railroad industry and train business. That's another great it's well written, it's very well thought out, so check it out at talkers.com. Doug and Michael here at 49, almost 50 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
this week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
If you want to save money and start the year right, Staples has you covered.
I need everything to restock my business. File folders, break room supplies, even business cards.
Staples has you covered with big savings on everything you need for your home or office. And now at Staples, rewards members get $30 back via Staples store bonus when they spend $100. That's $30 to use toward everything from ink to tech. Save big right now at Staples, the working and learning store. Rewards members only. Store bonus redeemable in-store only. Offer ends 1/21.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For everything that has you covered.
I need to organize all my lunch.
What in the world have we got here? Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments, at 53 past the hour on Good Day. And so here's another one of your horror experiences, no doubt.
Well, you know what today is, right?
Today is the 13th of January. That is the for the fearsome trichodexophobia, fear of 13. So
Friday
the 13th.
And yes. That is the theme music to Friday the 13th.
Wow, pretty exciting.
I got to tell you, 1980, when I went to see Friday the 13th in a movie theater, one of my friends and his older brother, that was the first technical slasher movie I ever saw in a movie theater, and I got to tell you, it scared the heck out of me. That movie scared the heck out of me. I was on literally pins and needles watching that movie.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Well, listen, there are a lot of scary things. That damn Megan movie that you were talking about earlier.
That's not scary. That's fun.
Horrible.
I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
If you follow movies, okay,
it's
right out of Scream. Who was the killer in the original Friday the 13th movie?
But the guy with the bad face.
No, it was his mother.
It was?
Mrs. Voorhees was the killer in the original Friday the 13th.
Really? All right, so I'm looking
at how Drew Barrymore met her demise in Scream by not answering that question correctly.
Ah, sorry about that.
Right.
I'm looking at
no reason to apologize. But.
I got it. So we still got, let's see here, Strange World is playing, Avatar, Wakanda, Amunga Bunga.
Well, this is your multiplex, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay,
I'm looking
tell
to see
what's playing.
I went to see the things that are there now. I went to see of the things that were there. I went to see I Want to Dance. I went to see The Fabelmans. I went to see A Man Called Otto, and that's all that's there. Except there is a new movie coming out this week that I want to see, Gerard Butler in Plane.
Yes,
that looks like typical bill of fare from Gerard Butler. Would you agree?
Let's see how it does. I think those are the movies that are getting a harder time getting people into theaters. I think Avatar Way of Water will be number one again, and Megan, which I told you I liked a lot. It's going to get, I think, good word of mouth for a genre movie. That's going to do well again. I am curious to see if this movie Plane can take off, or will it crash and burn in its opening weekend. How do you like that one, Doug?
I thought that was very good. The Woman King, when did that come out?
Oh, that came out like October, November.
It's really?
Still in your multiplex, really?
Yeah, it's still there. I'm looking at her. Man, yeah. She must have used a few weights. She's gotten herself really muscled up, at least for that role.
Viola Davis, right?
Yeah, right. She's a good actress, I think.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. She's in Wakanda, too, isn't she?
No, that's Angela Bassett.
Oh, she's another one who muscled up.
Oh, she's always been in great shape.
Right, yeah. All right, so Robert Downey Jr. was spotted this week looking unrecognizable as a balding redhead.
Really?
Because he's in a new HBO series called The Sympathizer. It looked like Iron Man.
Something other than Iron Man. Thank goodness.
Right. Well, that's it. So he's got this thing going on. He looks old. They've done a good job of making him up. I was thinking about him when I was thinking about Tom Hanks and how they made him up to look like Colonel Parker. That really shows you what they can do. The makeup people.
Well, I just watched
masters.
The trailer of Joaquin Phoenix. I don't recall the title of the movie, but they make him look older. They thin his hair out gray. He looks like he's 15 years older. Mm-hmm. Than he actually is.
He is. Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway,
I
this
15 years younger naturally than I am, which is, that's a good thing.
Wonderful. Yeah, good for you. I also noticed that Krasinski's back as Jack Ryan, this is the third in the series of Jack Ryan. I think there's 10 episodes they did.
It's on Amazon Prime.
No, I thought those were very well done. He and Pierce, what's his first name, Warren? What's Pierce's first name, the actor?
Guy Pierce?
No. It's a black guy who's very,
I'm not
very
sure.
Good. He was in Chicago PD. Anyway, he's very good in it. So something to do. All right, Chucker.
Thanks,
go to the
Doug.
Movies this weekend. Everybody, go to the movies.
I agree.
Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is... Bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.